Although BetUS Racing is first and foremost a race book, that doesn't mean we don't offer more products for our members. Members of BetUS Racing can play Vegas-style casino games online. Players at BetUS Racing can select from a comprehensive list of games. Our selection of games include online blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and craps, as well as an exclusive selection of online video poker or slot games. There is no download required to play the casino games, and games can be played for fun or for real money. BetUS Racing will be introducing a new suite of casino games shortly, which will all be mobile-friendly, so you can enjoy mobile horse betting in addition to betting on casino games with jackpots of over $100,000. For adults only, go to BetUSRacing.com. Mention Arena Sports and you'll get a special.
This is Snowman in the Morning, where true sports talk lives.
Next!
What?
Are you kidding me?
Need a little excitement?
You know what?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Welcome back to the Friday edition of Snowman in the Morning. We are powered by U.S. Racing. For all you adults 21 and over that love to put your money down on either horses or sports, NFL's right around the corner. Go to usracing.com/arenasports. Register today and get your betting on. Best rebates available. And thank you to the good folks at BetUS Racing for being our sponsor, not only of this program, but of our flagship station, Arena Sportsnet, which is where you can hear us. Next Friday, high school football gets started in the state of Indiana as the Michigan City Wolves will travel to Griffith to take on the Griffith Panthers. We'll start our coverage at 6:45 p.m. Central Time. Now it's time for the Friday football feast, and it's powered by Cleaver Supplements, and I am thrilled to welcome back to Snowman in the Morning my good buddy Steve Willis, who will help me break this season down. Steve, hey, what's going on?
Hey, good to be back, man. Can't wait for the 2018 NFL season to kick off.
Me neither, man. Me neither. Preseason going on right now. What Stevie and I are going to do, we're going to go down through the divisions. He's going to have his power rankings. And we're just going to make this a Friday football feast. Like I said, it's the second half of the show. Thank you folks for tuning in to the first half. And thanks to my buddy Chris Dietz for that wonderful, wonderful conversation that he had on his show on Wednesday night. All right, let's start with the AFC East. Who's coming out of that division, as if I didn't know?
If you want to talk about prognostication, predictions, stuff like that, if you're a beginner prognosticator, this would be the division to start with, because you have really one team, unless something happens to Tom Brady in the preseason, and he is gone for the entire year.
Right.
I think that would possibly cut the chances a little bit. But the Patriots have this division. The Patriots and everybody looking behind them. I mean, really, and that is the key for the Patriots. If Tom Brady stays healthy and they don't have any problems with Rob Gronkowski staying healthy, they are going to be the class of not only the division, but they're still going to be the class of the AFC until Tom Brady says it's time to hang it up.
And I don't think he's going to hang it up for a while, so we agree there. It's the New England Patriots and everybody else. But I will pose this question. Do you see any other team in the East making even a little bit of noise in that division?
Well, I'll tell you what. The team that I'm looking at, really, in that division is the Buffalo Bills. Now, the reason why I say that is even with the losses that they have, they still have a fairly decent game. They lost a lot. They lost Tyrod Taylor. Richie Incognito, Courtney Glenn, Eric Lloyd, that is three-fifths of their offensive line. LeSean McCoy, he can miss two games. I still think that the team has a dynamic defense. They can play, but they're going to have problems. And I think they're going to come out, I predict they'll come out around 8-8, around 500. That's really the closest I think anybody's going to get to Brady, Belichick, and the Pats.
Tell me about the New York Jets. Are they going to do anything this year?
Look, the Jets got a bunch of quarterbacks.
Yep.
All right, that's really all they did. They went out and got a bunch. They got so many quarterbacks. that they're actually ready to trade Teddy Bridgewater. So, I mean, they really have. They've gone out and they're like, well, great, we've got a whole bunch of captains to the sinking ship. So they've done nothing to help further the situation. I mean, they're, to me, bottom of the barrel. They're going to be in the top five in the NFL draft in 2019. I think they go 4-12, and they're going to struggle.
Let's look at the AFC North. Who comes out of there and who makes the least amount of noise? My prediction for the AFC North, you know, let's just be honest. Ben Roethlisberger is still breathing. Ben Roethlisberger is still upright. It's his division and the Steelers to lose.
I absolutely agree with you. I mean, really, when you look at the Steelers, their Super Bowl window is closing. It's closing fast. I mean, you're looking at Le'Veon Bell possibly this being his last year in Pittsburgh. And I really think with Roethlisberger last year kind of questioning himself, with Le'Veon Bell possibly this being his swan song, I think they are going to go, they're going to push all their chips in the middle of the table, and this is going to be the year that they're going to go hard and fast and try and make a run because they know their time is limited.
That's very true. Like you said, especially after what happened last year and after that wonderful game that they had against New England that basically decided home field advantage. And then they went out with a whimper, losing to Jacksonville at Heinz Field.
Right. Exactly.
Speaking of Jacksonville, let's go to the AFC South. I got Jacksonville winning this division again. Anybody else coming in?
Well, I do really like I like Jacksonville to come out. Even though they're going to have a big target on their back, they really will. But that defense is still tough. They can take, you know, chances offensively. It seems to work out well. They should really control the division. They play their cross division in the AFC is the AFC East. So they're going to have three very easy games, I think, against Buffalo, Miami, and the New York Jets. So I think the Jaguars do come out of a tough schedule against a couple of teams just because the Colts seem to play them well. And the Texans, if they can keep J.J. Watt healthy, Deshaun Watson, if he can play more than six games this year, I think they are going to be, they're going to push. I really think this is the Jaguars and Texans are going to be kind of 1-1A all year long in the AFC South. I think the Jaguars are just going to push. They've got a little bit more talent offensively. I think that's going to be the tipping point there. I actually have the Jags going 11-5, and the Texans right behind that 10-6.
Do the Colts make any noise this year, and does Andrew Luck finally get to complete a season?
Well, that is the big question in Indianapolis. It really is. Andrew Luck, remember, he has not played a snap of football in regular season since 2015. So we are talking a long time since Andrew Luck has been under center in the shotgun or otherwise. And that comes with a lot of question marks. He's got a new coach that Luck's never played for. It is a lot of question marks. And I think just because it's Andrew Luck, he buys a few games with his name. And I expect him to go 5-11. That being the case, he's sitting right down there with the Titans. Because Marcus Mariota, once again, got no help. And he needs more help. He can't do it on his own in Nashville. And they're going to roll out 5-11 too.
Yeah, I'm looking at Tennessee to take a fall to 5-11, maybe 6-10 if they sneak out a division game. This is going to be a hard fall for Marcus Mariota and the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Now we go to the AFC West. How do you see this?
Well, as you know, this is my favorite division.
Yes.
I love the AFC West. The competition is great. And this is... A lot of people are reading the tea leaves on the Kansas City Chiefs already, with Patrick Mahomes being, you know, at the helm of the offense now. And they got rid of Alex Smith. He had an outstanding season. Nobody knows what's going on with Mahomes. And of course, Marcus Peters is gone now. That was your best defensive back. Look, Marcus Peters was a great defensive back until he got beat like a drum on every third play where he would take off and he wouldn't tackle anybody. He reminded me so much of Deion Sanders that I expected him to wear a red bandana as he came out of the tunnel every game. But really, in this division, the way I think this is going to shake out, the Chiefs still have the advantage for two reasons. Andy Reid and such a dynamic amount of players on that offense. I mean, look at the list of the starting lineup for the Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes under center. Look, you may have only seen him in one legit game, but I'm telling you right now, watch every snap of his in the preseason. Patrick Mahomes, and this is going to be the hottest take on the planet, Patrick Mahomes is going to look like a young Brett Favre all year long.
Okay.
He stinks on his feet. When things break down, he's not afraid to throw it out there and get his receivers to make a play. And he's got receivers to make those plays. A lot of people are saying that the Chiefs overpaid for Sammy Watkin. I don't agree. I don't agree at all. Watkin he's picked up the playbook. Andy Reid has worked with him, and he has done phenomenal in training camp. Tyreek Hill, still the fastest man in the game, and he's proved last year that he's actually a fantastic route runner. I haven't even said anything about Demaryius Thomas as the third receiver, not to mention Travis Kelce. Oh, and by the way, Kareem Hunt, rookie of the year and the NFL rushing leader last year. Look at that offense. And if Hunt gets tired, Spencer Ware is in the background, ready to take third down snaps. I mean, this offense, Andy Reid, once again, built a dynamic offense. He did it in Philadelphia when he had Donovan McNabb. He's doing it now with Pat Mahomes. I really expect the Chiefs to come on strong. And remember, nobody in the NFL knows what Patrick Mahomes is going to do against NFL defense.
Truth.
And he's already shown against the Denver Broncos, which is not a bad defense, that he can play against a pass rush. I mean, Von Miller, down your throat, and you're still chucking the rock? Come on. You know, you've got to give him credit. Now, the Raiders, I like the Raiders to come out with a lot of fire, because Gruden carries a lot of that energy with him. I still don't know what's going to happen with the John Gruden that comes back 10 years removed from the game. Players are different. Their mentalities are different. Some of the stuff that he gets players jacked up with before may not work out. It might not. That remains to be seen. The big scary thing for me, if I was a Raiders fan, is no contract yet for Khalil Mack.
Right.
That scares me. That scares me a lot. Gruden, also, I'm hearing him in press conferences talk hot and cold about players in the same breath. He's got to get that analyst mentality out of him and get back to the coaching mentality.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much, I like this guy, I hate this guy, I like this guy, I hate this guy, all in the same sentence. He's got to get on these guys and be on one side or the other with them and just go with it. Because trying to be wishy-washy as a coach, it's going to lose you a locker room fast. And I really don't believe it's going to get to that point. But I think there's going to be a few rough spots early going with the Raiders because of that. And it may cost them some games. The Chargers, oh my. When I read Sports Illustrated, I think it was, or USA Today, one of them came out with their way too early Super Bowl prediction. And they put the Chargers in the Super Bowl in the AFC. I don't remember what I was drinking, but I do remember almost choking on it. I was laughing so hard. Listen, alright? They got Mike Pouncey, Derwin James, offensive lineman, defensive corner. Look, that's the best they did in the offseason. Phillip Rivers, in his 15 years, has never trusted his defense. He ain't gonna start now.
Right.
He's gonna go out there, he's gonna make mistakes. All right, Keenan Allen didn't like any of the offseason moves. He was very vocal about it. There's going to be some dissension already going into training camp with all the tweets that he's been out, not real happy about the way that the offense was formed and the offseason moves that the Chargers made. It's not a good spot down there for them to think, for anybody to think they're just going to come out and gel and take their division out from underneath the Kansas City Chiefs or the Oakland Raiders. They're out of their mind. If that wasn't written by a Chargers fan, I would be shocked.
I'd be shocked, too.
They get the Denver Broncos. Look, John Elway caught fire. He caught lightning in a bottle with Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing it with Case Keenum. All right? They went and got Case Keenum and said, look, this is going to be the future of our franchise, at least for now. Listen, Case Keenum's going to have to play two great secondaries in the Chiefs and the Raiders, and a very good secondary in the Chargers.
Yep.
That's six games, and he's going to have to go up against some of the best secondaries in the league. I didn't even bother looking at the rest of the schedule because I was like, there's six losses right there.
Mm-hmm.
Case Keenum's going to rack up more interceptions in those six games than he probably will the rest of the year.
You know, and when I spotted that same article and they put the Chargers in the Super Bowl, and I'm just sitting there going, what?
What did they put them up against? The Falcons?
I believe it was the Falcons.
And, you know, I mean, I love me some Matt Ryan. I really love that offense. They're a fast offense. They're a great offense. But the Falcons aren't even the best team in their own division.
No, they're not.
They really aren't. They're really not. I think they're a step below the Saints. So really, they were one wild play away from making a serious shot at going to the Super Bowl. Because I think
buy Case Keenum, the quarterback we just saw. Buy Case Keenum. Oh yeah. Lordy, it's the Friday football feast with the Snowman and Steve Willis. Let's pause for a break. When we come back, we'll break down the NFC and we'll give you our way too early playoff teams. Stick around, Snowman in the Morning, back in a flash.